Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday we release these special episodes where we look back at content from our earlier years, sometimes single stories, sometimes whole episodes. Keep in mind that years ago, people might have worded things differently than they would today. As always, the title of the whole series, Risk, is itself a content warning. This week, a story that Vanessa Ragland first shared on the podcast in February of 2012. Here's Vanessa now with a story we call My Crotch and the Night.
This year, Halloween 2011, basically, I had two big objectives this year, and they were to remain in control and to have fun. I have a history of, if there's any day that's supposed to be a fun day or a special day, I completely blow it because I have no self-control. So I get really excited that the day's coming and I get accessories and I call everyone. And then the day of, I'm like bouncing around, drinking what anyone hands me. And then I wake up in a bathtub. Any bathtub. Just love passing out in bathtubs. But when you get older, it's less cute and it's more just like, oh, she's got some issues. So this year, I decided I wanted to not have that many issues and to just have a fun, grown-up Halloween. And my first step was to pick a traditional costume because usually I just wear a wig and like the biggest coat I can find and pick a really annoying name and accent. And I've been Abigail Vanderhosen for 4 years. And
she talks like this all night long.
And she hides under people's beds and steals food. And I have so much fun, but nobody else does. She's universally hated. It's so fun to go to a party and hide under someone's bed because eventually they will look for you. That's the thing. You will go missing at some point, and then you can grab an ankle and go peekaboo. And you could be, an hour's wait is enough for like the payoff of an ankle grab. But not this year. This year, I dressed up as a pinup girl, which is not like slutty. It's classically provocative, like Debbie Reynolds. But really, the real reason I chose my costume was because I got to wear a leotard. And not because I want to show off what's going on, but because it makes it really easy to believe my inner lie that I'm a dancer. Because on Halloween, you can be whatever you want to be. I firmly believe that. And I'm really not a dancer. When I was a little kid, I had a really beautiful older sister. I still have her, but we had a different relationship then. And she was a ballerina, like a real one. And so my parents put me in ballet because I was begging. But that career ended when, in my first dance recital, my fat little belly popped my tutu off in a plié. And there's a video of it. It's the saddest thing. The whole class keeps dancing, and I just turned around and did my dance routine facing the back wall. Tutu on the ground. And my parents then tried to encourage me to go into the arts, and they put me in a pottery class, but I was like, no, it was just the wrong genre. Tap, like, I love Baby Take a Bow. So they put me in tap dancing lessons, but I could have been good at that, but I just don't have a grasp on what people do in their bodies, and how that works. So my mom had to make these big stickers for my shoes that said right and left. And there's also a video of that recital where I think I do have good rhythm, but I just run into people because I have to look at my feet the whole time. And now, as a grown-up, I go to Zumba like 4 times a week, which is not okay for me. It's really like a pedophile having a great view of a playground because it's like scratching near the itch, but it's aggravating the issue. So I went to a grown-up party, and it was at a person's house that they owned, and no big deal. And they had, like, it was gorgeous. There were twinkle lights, and there was a stone patio that was set up as a dance floor. The whole thing was outside, and there was a DJ, and she was a girl. And I was so excited because I just knew we were going to be best friends. I was so sure of it, though, because she likes music, I like to dance. Like, oh, this will work out. So as soon as I got there, I just made a beeline because I was like, oh, this won't be hard for me. Oh my gosh, hi, I'm so excited you're here and you're a girl, oh, I love DJs. And she goes, that's cute. And I was like, oh no, so do you DJ a lot for stuff? Because that's so cool. I just spin at parties or whatever. Well, the host told me you really like comedy and stuff. That's really neat. There are like 3 girls on SNL I can annihilate right now. Whoa, I know, she was so scary. But I kept being nice because I had an agenda. And I just really wanted her to play Digital Underground's Humpty Dance. So bad, I love that song. And I had big plans for my moves. But she did not like the idea. You really want me to play that? Well, I'll play it when and if the time is right. There's an art to this. She told me there was an art to it. We're at a Halloween party. Well, okay, but I was still really nice to her and I decided, you know what? I'm gonna just kill her with kindness. No matter what she plays, I'll just dance and dance. And for 2 hours, that was totally true. She played Kesha, I danced. She played house music that was just weird and I danced. And she played moves like Jagger at least 3 times. And I danced. But then she did something really horrible. I think she put on something like Butterfly Kisses. I don't know if you know that song, but it's like Butterfly Kisses after bedtime prayers. It's not a dance song. And I was getting off the dance floor. I was like, okay, you got this one, Pocahontas. Oh, she was dressed up like Pocahontas. I don't know if I mentioned this. And I still don't know her name. She's just that blonde Pocahontas. So I was getting off the dance floor and she was smiling because she thought she won, but really I was excited because I had to pee. And this Butterfly Kisses song was like a hall pass. I don't care what I'm missing. And I thought, okay, I'm just gonna scoot by the snack table, hit the bathroom, circle back, be back. And I was scooping my Tostitos full of guacamole and this little bony hand grabbed my arm. And I look and it's a woman in her 40s who is dressed as a sexy witch, or she is a witch that has taken really good care of herself. And she just looked at me with this earnest enthusiasm and she goes, I've heard so much about you. And I am studying her, I can't place her or know anything about her, but I'm bad at people. I'm really good at dog faces, and I always remember dogs. I'm like, I met that guy, I know I walk on 4th Street. Cats, I'm okay at cats, but people, not good. But I just needed to dance, and I need to pee, so I had to get it over with, and I thought, I'll speed this up. And I was like, oh my gosh, me too, I've heard so much about you. And then I was getting nervous she was gonna catch me in the lie, but it turned out she didn't really wanna talk to me. She just needed something to hold on to and talk, and that was me. Oh, it was so uncomfortable. She kept holding onto my arm, and we learned a lot about each other. She was an old friend of the host of the party, and she hadn't seen him in a while, but a Halloween party's a great way to reconnect, right? And I really was having to pee, and the only thing that I can do other than peeing to get me to stop needing to pee is this thing I made up in 1st grade. It's been a long problem, where I kneel down on one leg, and I have this chant that goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, I don't have to pee no more. 5, 6, 7, 8, you don't need to urinate. And then I hiss for 4 counts. I go, sss. And if there's complete silence, I swear, that cures my bladder for at least an hour. But I can't do it in public around a sexy witch. So I knew that the only thing that I could do was just like muster up the courage to interrupt her and tell her. But then what happened was kind of a perfect storm. I was about, the words were on my lips, excuse me, I have to go to the restroom. I hate interrupting people and I hate letting people know that I need to pee. It's very personal. But the Humpty Dance came on.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And I look over and there's Pocahontas smiling at me like the cat that ate the canary because she sees that I'm trapped. This woman has my arm. And I was so upset and overwhelmed. And I looked at Sexy Witch and I'm pulling my arm away. I got my arm free. And she just kept talking. And I was like, there's no way. I don't get to tell her. I just have to let this whole conversation happen to me. And I'm going to miss the Humpty Dance. And here we go. So I do what anybody would do in this situation. And remember, this is an outside party, and there's music, it's dark. So I sort of take a Peter Pan stance, and I make really intense eye contact with her, because I figure if we've locked eyes, she can't look anywhere else. I think that sexual predators should try this because it worked a great success with me. So I'm just looking at her real intensely, and I reach down like I'm picking a wedgie, and I was wearing thigh highs, not full tights, so when I scoop my leotard, there's nothing between my crotch and the night. And I scoot it over, and I'm listening, I'm nodding, our eyes are entwined, and I pee. And it felt so good. I felt like I was serving it to Pocahontas. I'm serving it to this lady. And for 2 seconds, I'm feeling high on life. Like, wow, I can do things. I don't care what I can't do. I can do this. And then I zoomed back into what was happening. And now, in the few seconds, literally, it was 3 seconds of joy that I had, she switched subjects so abruptly. She was talking about SIDS. SIDS, about a dead baby, her baby that was dead from SIDS. And I don't know how she got there, but it's really a vulnerable moment, and she's staring at me and tearing up, and I'm peeing and peeing, and it felt like the most exposed moment of my life. And then the Humpty Dance ends. Sexy Witch has a silent tear rolling down her face, and I pop my leotard back into position, and I give her this long, intense hug because I feel like we really shared something. And I was like, well, this is going to be my party friend. You know, you make party friends, and you just end up hanging out with them all night. Like, you're not going to talk ever again, but this is good. So I'm hugging her like, oh, wow, this just happened. And in the middle of our embrace, she spins away from me because of Where's Waldo is making his way up to the snack table. She grabs his arm and she goes, I've heard so much about you. I felt really, really used and dazed. And I made my way back to the dance floor, and Pocahontas smiled and put a little more moves like Jagger on. But I danced because I thought to myself, tonight I have made bathrooms where there were no bathrooms. The witch is gone, and at least until tomorrow, I'm still a dancer. The end.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday. And everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.